Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. 62 degrees outside. A little overcast out there as of right now. I know there's been a lot of smoke in the area, that's for sure. As I was telling everybody, you know, I smelt the smoke on Sunday morning when I went out to get some breakfast. It was pretty wild. But in studio with us this morning is from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, we have Lisa Wilson. She's here with us every Tuesday. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here today, and let's go ahead and get it started. Of course, this past weekend, we had the 13th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale, and it sounded like it was a huge success.
It was. So, as you mentioned, it was the 13th year for it. I've been working for the Chamber for 10 years, so it continues to grow year over year, and I was out and about. We printed over, I would say, probably close to 1,400 maps.
Wow.
And we had a lot of visitors in. I visited the hotels. They had lots of people that were in town. What I found interesting was the hotel owners would tell me, or the management would tell me, that people were coming in from the area, though, to spend the night in the hotels so that they could get up crazy early and be ready to hit the 100 mile and make their way. They were coming in from Oklahoma, and then they were staying in, you know, our hotels, mm-hmm. and then making their way back south to Oklahoma. So I was in a local flea market, and they talked about people in from Texas and, you know, just all over the place. So it's a huge deal. And we're looking forward to working with the Coffeyville Chamber to expand it even further into Kansas next year. So I'll be working with Sam, and we're going to try to see if we can get some more Kansas communities to jump on the highway trail. So we look for next year to even be bigger and better. So we were pretty excited about the success of this year's, considering we're in the middle of a pandemic. We still had lots of great sales and lots of people were in town.
And the weather on Friday wasn't the greatest to start with, but I'll tell you what, we actually had a caller call in and said he was out there shopping at that point, so, which was very cool to hear, and you could hear people in the background. It was very, very cool. This past Saturday was the Independence Optimist Club. They had their pancake breakfast, and it sounds like it was a big success as well.
It was. So Saturday was a busy day, and you're right. It did rain on Friday, but that did not stop the garage sailors from getting out and about. And then Saturday was beautiful. So, of course, there was a lot of buzz in town on Saturday. Lots of things happening. But I did want to give a shout-out to the Optimist Club and to those that help support the Optimist Club, because their platform and their motto is a friend of youth, and they push a lot of money back into the community. So all the money that was raised from our pancake breakfast this past weekend, we're putting back into the community by supporting library reading programs, the K's Club, the Art Club, the Kansas Children's Service League. We support City Rec Sports. We sponsor teams. We help with the Imagination Library and supporting that. After prom, to keep our high school kids safe. And we have a Jefferson Elementary School Leaders Program as well. So if you had pancakes this weekend, just know that your money was well spent, because the Optimist Club members will be using those funds to you know, make a difference in the lives of the youth in Independence.
Yeah, so you got some tasty food, and you also helped out the community as well. Well, also coming up, you have not one, but two ribbon cuttings coming up this week. So you get to break out the gigantic scissors and do some ribbon cuttings coming up.
That's right. We will break out the gigantic, very sharp scissors, might I add.
You got to watch out for them.
We have two ribbon cuttings, as you mentioned. So one will be tomorrow at 5:30 at 108 West Main. That's Premier Worksite Solutions, being operated by Emily Klubine, a young professional in our community. She married Brian Klubine, and they're making their home in Independence. So we're excited about a new business opening up in our community. And then the second one will be Friday evening at the same time, 5:30 at 312 West Chestnut. And this one is Omar El Shabassi, and he is the owner of Indie Barber Studio. And he too is a young professional. He grew up in Independence and stayed in Independence as a business owner, an entrepreneur. He works at a local company as well. So anyway, we're excited about honoring these two and celebrating their business ventures. And you do not have to be a chamber member to come to a ribbon cutting. So ribbon cuttings are celebratory. They're opportunities for us to get together and support our businesses. That's how we grow our community. So if you have some time at 5:30 on both Wednesday and Friday, come to 108 West Main tomorrow at 5:30. That's Premier Worksite Solutions. And then again on Friday at 5:30 at 312 West Chestnut as we celebrate the Indy Barber Studio. So make that a part of your schedule if you can this week.
All right. Fall is here and the farmers market is back.
That's right. So, okay. So we know that the farmers market is typically, during the summer months. And we were fortunate this year that we had some good rain. And so things were still coming out of the garden and the farmers market was going strong. However, it kind of, I lose track. I think some point in August, it kind of wrapped up the summer schedule. But we had a lot of farmers that were reaching out to us and saying, hey, we still have things coming out of the ground. We still have fall produce, and could we continue to have a farmer's market? And we said, absolutely, let's do it. So it was really guided by the farmers that were really wanting to do this. And we had some local artisans that have their wares, and they wanted to make sure that they had an opportunity to get those in front of us before the weather turns cold, which it will eventually.
Right.
So we put into motion a fall farmers market. So we're encouraging everyone to come downtown every Thursday through, I believe, the 31st of October, or 29th of October, rather. And it's from 3 to 6:30. It's in the same location, the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's Coffee House. So that would be the parking lot at Chestnut and 8th Street, right off of Highway 75. Great visibility. There's nothing you need to know, except if you are a vendor and you want to set up shop, just be there, I would say, a little bit before 3 so you could be ready to go and the market will open at 3.
All right. So again, the farmers market is back. That's going to be very, very awesome. And if you're feeling a little nostalgic, well, this Thursday will be Old Fashioned Cruise in Indy.
That's right. So this is pretty cool. We're excited about this. Back when the pandemic first started, there was a kind of a grassroots group of people that just put it out there on social media and said, hey, let's do a cruise. And it was so successful. It was so much fun. I watched it. I drove through it. It was a great time. And everybody has always said, we should have another one and we should do it maybe on a regular basis. So anyway, two guys that have amazing cars, David Hill and Mike Flood, were interested in putting this together. And I happened to meet both of them out at the park one evening on separate occasions, ironically. While I was walking, they were out there driving their cars through the one way, as lots of them like to do. And we got to talking about the Cruising Indy opportunity. I said, hey, if you can get it together and you get everybody, you get the cars, then I'll do the publicity. So we've put together a flyer. It's on our Facebook page. We've pushed it out. Look for it. There's an event scheduled. And it is this Thursday at 7 o'clock. So the cruise begins at the north end of the oval, you know, in the park, mm-hmm. and it'll just continue down Penn Avenue. Mike Flood is going to be driving his blue Malibu as the lead car. And I don't at this point know exactly what the path will be, but I'm sure we will quickly figure it out when we leave the oval and follow his lead. And so you can either just watch all the cars go by, you can jump in and drive your car as well, which is what I plan to do. So we're just encouraging everyone to load up the family. That's safe to do. Mm-hmm. Jump in the truck. That's safe to do. Or fire up your motorcycle and just go individually. But meet at the park and cruise around. We're encouraging everyone to maybe eat out before the cruise. That would be something fun to do. It would help our local businesses. So maybe go down to one of our restaurants. You know, we've got tons of great restaurants in our community in the downtown area and the around town area. So take the family out to eat. And then Mikey's convenience store has this brand new ice machine. It's super cool. And so they are wanting to provide an opportunity for everyone to get a fountain drink before they hit the road for a buck. So go eat dinner, then go grab a fountain drink at Mikey's for only a dollar, check out their new ice machine, jump in the car, and just go cruising this Thursday, the 17th. They also have picked a couple of dates in October, so watch for those, and we'll be promoting a couple more Cruisin' Indy experiences next month.
So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Cruises are always a lot of fun, though. If you're ready for some football, well, the Indy football team finally returns home for their first game this year.
That's right.
Home game, that is.
That's right. That's right. So they've already been out on the field, but this will be the first time that they take the field on the home turf. And kickoff is scheduled for 7. They're going to take on Fort Scott again. They played in Fort Scott, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. But they are geared up, ready to go. This will be a conference game, so this is important. And I'm sure that they are ready to take on Fort Scott. So cheer on the Bulldogs as they have their first home football game, as you mentioned, this Friday with kickoff at 7.
And we talked about this last week, but this Saturday, the 19th, from 9 to 4, will be a first responders poker run and appreciation day.
That's right. So this group has done a phenomenal job. They called in yesterday, and their goal was to raise, I believe, $15,000 for the first responders, and they reported in that they thought they were close to 13 already, and they hadn't even started selling t-shirts yet.
Wow.
So t-shirts and lots of fun things will be available at the park this weekend. It is this Saturday, and it's the first responders poker run and appreciation day. So there's going to be emergency vehicles on display out in the park oval. There's going to be food vendors, free train and carousel rides, and miniature golf for the kids. So if you want to take the kids out, maybe there's a fee to play as an adult, but all the kids are going to get a ride, carousel on the train, and play miniature golf for free. And so that's going to be super fun. I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful fall day. And then the first bike will head out at 10:30. They have 6 stops that they're making. My Place, Ballers, American Legion 20, 138, and 139. And then they'll land at the VFW at 1186 with a party featuring Straightaway. And if you need more information about this, call Bill Caldwell at 620. His number is 515-1706. Again, Bill Caldwell at 515-1706. And you can get more information. But all of this will be available in the park. The rides and everything for the kids from 9 to 4 on Saturday. They are selling t-shirts. There'll be food vendors. So just go check it out. It's going to be a fun Saturday.
Absolutely. And the next Friday on the 25th, there'll be a lot of fun, as well as there will be glow-in-the-dark miniature golf.
I know. Yeah. We talk about this, and it feels like so far away, and it's not. So
it comes up quickly. This month is moving by fast.
I know. It's crazy. And so that weekend's going to be a lot of fun because on Friday night, as you mentioned, we'll have glow-in-the-dark golf. It's always the last Friday of the month, so that would be September the 25th. And then the last one for the season will be October the 23rd. So it's getting darker earlier, so glow-in-the-dark golf will start at 8:30 both September and October. They'll have drawings for free golf tickets and Love Indy bracelets and some t-shirts. It's only $5 to play. Lots of fun. So maybe grab your friends or grab your family and go out and play miniature golf on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, it's all happening in the nighttime. It will be our last and final movie night in the park. So as we've talked about before, our movie nights typically are held in downtown because we always have so many great things already happening in the park that we purposefully have downtown movie night to just generate some buzz in the downtown area. But because of the pandemic and the need to social distance, we've moved it to the park this summer. It's worked out great. We had movie night last month. But our young professionals always have a family night event, usually in the fall. And sometimes it's been a tailgate party with games and food and things before a football game to generate family activity. And this year, they wanted to participate in the movie night, which is just perfect because I can't think of a better family-friendly event for our young professionals to champion, to be able to get not only them out as adults, but to meet each other as parents and enjoy a family night. So this is being sponsored by Young Professionals. It is Saturday the 26th at the Riverside Park Oval. And not only are the Young Professionals paying for the DreamWorks license to be able to show Trolls World Tour, which is a great movie, they will also be paying for free carousel and train rides. Those will start at about 6 o'clock and then showtime will be 7:30. So they have about an hour and a half or so to ride the train and carousel. And I believe there's going to be a food truck out there as well. So that'll be fun. So really, you can just get the kids out. You can grab some food at the food truck and hang out in the park. Go get cotton candy at the snack shack. I think the snack shack won't be open, but I think they're going to bring some concessions over to the movie area. They did that last month, and because I love cotton candy, and they had a table set up, and that they
I'll eat all the cotton candy.
I know they completely sold out. It was super fun and great. So, and then the Army recruiter, he came over from Pittsburgh last month as well, and he set up this like football toss and basketball toss, and he was giving out all kinds of free giveaways. So that was fun. He was taking pictures with the kids and everything. So that's fun. We have something else that I can't talk about right now, but if it happens, it's going to be something that probably has never happened at the park before. So I'm going to cross my fingers. I'm not going to say any more than that.
That's called a tease in radio.
That's
land.
Right. And we got a little bit of commission approval and seek some legal counsel. But if we can work it out, we're going to have something really fun available at the park on that day. But even if that doesn't work out, you can't beat seeing Trolls World Tour Under the Stars completely free with a family event sponsored by the Young Professionals of Independence.
And one of the final things we're going to be talking about is the Independence Historical Museum and Art exhibit is open through Saturday the 26th.
That's right. So check that out. Go to their website, go to their Facebook page, and check out all of the programming that the museum has to offer. It's really something that as we approach the fall and winter months, you know, when you can't get out as much as you would like, it is something that you can do individually, you can do with your family. The museum's big, and there's lots of booth space, and it's three floors. So you can go in there, you can appropriately social distance, you can enjoy history, and there really is something for everyone. But right now in the gallery area is the art exhibit. So be sure and go by the museum. It's open Saturday through, it's open Tuesday through Saturday, and they're open 10 to 4, and it's a really cool art exhibit. They always have lots of things going on. But just always remember, don't forget about our historical museum and art center, because it's definitely a jewel in the community, and it's something that is available for everyone. They have this amazing elevator that'll gives you access to all three floors. So don't worry about any stair climbing, whether that's a challenge for an adult or a child. We can get you taken care of.
All right. So again, love going to museums. They're always because I love learning about stuff I didn't know about, and that's what museums are really, really good for. And you get to see interesting stuff there as well. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. If anybody does want to get a hold of you, if they have any questions about these events or anything else, how can they get a hold of you?
Always check out the Facebook page, Get Independence. Give us a call at 331-1890, or you can check out our website at indkschamber.org. And there's a calendar on there. There's all of our flashes and flyers are listed on there. And I always say this, if by chance we've made a mistake, please call and let us know. If there's something that we're not promoting that you would like for us to promote, be sure and call and ask. We'll get that done.
All right. So be sure to do that if you guys want to get a hold of Lisa. Well, again, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in this week. We will see you again. Same bat time, same bat channel next week.
That's right. I'll be here.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more coming up. We're going to actually talk to Chris Crane about the Native American Unity Gathering happening here in just a few weeks. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday.